Well, that was a lucky 2013,
I guess
right?
so. 13, lucky 13 for us.
Yeah. Well, I think afterwards, like after the whole evening, we were hanging around, weren't we? Just hanging around and
Yeah, because usually what they did at the end of the Saturday, they had like a jam, but everybody jammed out. It was,
which surprises me because
yeah.
usually, you know, so maybe that year just meant to be that we went.
I was just gonna say that.
Hello and welcome.
You're listening to the
Sugar
Sugar and
and
Spice
Spice podcast.
Podcast. We are your hosts, Shelly and
Danita.
and we are singers, songwriters, recording artists, and we will be talking about music, songwriting, our favorite artists, tequila, and topics that will be informative and mostly fun. Well, hello everyone. Welcome to the Sugar and Spice podcast. And this episode is all about introducing ourselves to our listeners and those watching on YouTube as well. My name is Shelley Dubois. I am originally from a small northern Alberta town called Peace River. And I grew up there until I moved away when I was about, I don't know, let's just say older. Moved away when I was older. So it's my hometown. And my counterpart here of Sugar and Spice is
Miss Danita Lynn here.
Miss, ooh.
Trying to stay younger, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Yes, my name's Danita Lynn, and originally my maiden name was Plamondon, and that is the community I'm from, Northern Alberta as well. And my great grandpa had founded the community there. So that's where I'm from. And music was always a part of my family.
Yes.
So that was just a given in that area, right?
Yes.
We were all, a lot of musicians come from that.
Oh, for sure. And we have a connection as well, whereas your great grandpa
That's right.
was one of those. I think he worked for the government because there was a lot of them that went out to like Eastern United States and also to Europe, and we're trying to
Yeah.
populate the West. And so they were promising people out there
Land.
land, and that you know, like a new life and everything. And he talked my great grandfather
Into traveling
into,
thousands of miles.
yeah, I don't know if they did it by train or what. That would be interesting to know that history.
I remember my mom telling me stories about that, and she still shares those stories. I know they had taken a train, I think, for some way, and then oxen actually for a
Oh,
while, like
okay.
to, yeah, I'd have to get more from Morinville, I believe,
Right. And
into
now we complain
Plamondon.
about our car doesn't start. Right. That
No
oxen wouldn't
doubt.
move.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So they cleared land and everything. Like when they found that land was so prosperous, you know, they
Yeah.
could start a living there and
Yeah.
just bring their families. They actually traveled there before bringing their families.
That's right.
So when they
Yes.
saw what it was, they hauled ass.
Yeah, that's right.
They hauled all
And
their
they hauled a lot of other asses out there, including my great
Yeah,
grandfather.
yeah.
And yeah, so my great grandfather also settled around Plamondon, Avenir, Wandering River area. So because he settled there as well, Danita and I have a lot of common relatives. People didn't go very far to marry other people. Not like today. There was no Tinder and all that kind of stuff. They were the guy. I always joked with my dad. I said, "What did you guys do? Like, what did your family line up on one side of the road and the other family lined up on the other side of the road?" And then they said, "Well, I'll take that one and I'll take that one." And because
Seriously, there are like I mean there were brothers that married sisters,
Exactly.
not each other's
From other
sisters,
families.
from other
I know
families.
I've done that too. Brothers married
Yeah,
sisters. Well,
three brothers
yeah.
married
Sisters
sisters
from
from
another
their
family.
family. Thank you.
Sisters from another
Yeah,
daddy and mummy.
we're not corn children or whatever they call that.
Right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
so we are connected through our relatives,
That's
the
right.
background, but not blood.
Yes. Right? Yeah. We do have common relatives, and but we're not directly related, but we are
soul sisters. Yes.
So, yeah, I used to go to Plamondon quite a bit to visit relatives. And I also would go to this Plamondon Jamboree. And I met a lot of people there, but I never met Danita until the year 2013. So give people a little history about the Plamondon Jamboree.
Well, I'd have to say I come from a really musical family. My grandparents, you know, all the uncles and aunties played music. My mom was the oldest of her family, and she started the Plamondon Jamboree. Initially, it was called the Mini Nashville Jamboree.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You know, and it grew, and people from everywhere came out, and 20-some years, actually, it was, you know, going on, and 2013 is when I was already living in the city,
right,
pursuing my career, my music career. And, you know, mom was after me every year, come and play, come and sing. And either I was booked already,
right,
that I couldn't go, but the one year, a couple of years I went, but the one year, 2013, I said, mom, I'm able to go,
yeah,
and perform there. So I did my thing. James, my brother, was accompanying me.
Yeah. I had met your brothers prior to that.
Because
I would go to the Jamboree because I had a cousin that also sings, right, and she would always invite me out. And then I didn't go for quite a few years because we moved away to Vancouver Island. But when we came back, yeah. So I came back in 2012. So it was the year after.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew your brothers. And then it was like, who's that girl up there singing? Who was playing? Sid or James?
James.
Yeah. So who's that girl up there with James? And they said, that's his sister, Danita. And I said, oh, wow, she can really sing. So.
Well, that was a lucky 2013.
Right? I guess so. 13, lucky 13 for us.
Yeah. Well, I think afterwards, like after the whole evening, we were hanging around, weren't we? Just hanging around.
Yeah, because usually what they did at the end of the Saturday, they had like a jam, but everybody jammed out.
which surprises me.
Yeah.
Usually, you know, so maybe that year just meant to be.
I was just going to say that because, like I say, usually at 10 o'clock, it was wherever. I think it went a little later that day, maybe because of that.
Yeah,
it didn't start at 9. It was 10 o'clock. And so I think a lot of the other folks were like, I'm going to bed. And we were like, there was, I don't know, how many of there was us? 20, maybe?
Between 15 and 20.
Yeah, probably. It wasn't very big. And so I had been to many other jams where people just sat in a circle and you just took your turn playing a song, right? And people just play music and sang along. So I suggested, well, let's just make a circle on the dance floor because it's a huge dance floor in this beautiful hall in Plamondon. Little plug there. And so I said, we'll sit in a circle. And Danita and I ended up sitting beside each other. And oh my God, it was just.
I actually think they were clearing the hall, like cleaning up the tables.
Oh.
And we were still drinking, you know.
Yeah, yeah. We were having fun and we were playing music. And I knew songs that Danita was singing and vice versa, because as individual artists, we had been singing all these songs from the 80s and 90s, like Pam Tillis and the Lori Morgans and the Terry Clarks and Trisha Yearwood. We knew all those songs. And so one of us would take the lead or one of us would take the harmony or whatever. And it was just like, wow, is this really happening? And then, you know, we just had such a great time. And then we were like, so where do you live? And then you said,
yeah, moved to the city. Like I was already living there. So.
And I said, I do too.
Yeah, we're going to have to keep this going.
Yeah. So we started getting together and started writing songs. Danita had been writing songs for quite a few years. So she had quite a pile of songs.
Yeah.
And so we would go through those songs. And, you know, she's like, a lot of them you didn't have melodies.
That's right. I did a lot of writing. The format was like in a song already, you know, the chorus, the verses, whatever bridge. But some of them I just hadn't put a melody to. And then this girl comes into the picture with this guitar that she like plays it like she owns it. And she did.
I do own it.
But I mean, you play so confidently, like a lot of guys actually come up to you and say, man, you outplay guys.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like,
oh yeah.
You're confident and powerful, and you play it, and you know,
play it like I mean it.
You're
like
not
you say.
Pussy yeah. putting around there, girl.
That's right.
So yeah, this was just like a really, really cool thing for me, because I had taught myself how to play guitar to write songs,
right?
And that's what I did for my first album, Wild right. Ride, was like you know, all original stuff, and it helped.
Yeah,
but I mean, I was a behind the curtain kind of a player,
right? You know? Yeah,
and then this combination really, really worked.
It did. And we just, you know, we started writing more. We've written songs from the, like from the ground up, yeah. from scratch. You'll notice for those watching on YouTube, you'll notice a few tequila bottles in the background here.
Well, that's
that
not
doesn't
even
touch
a third
it.
Of, not a
but we call it our creative juice. And so we'll be, because it's our introductory episode, there will be tequila episodes at least once a month that we will be doing. But I digress, because this is our intro episode of just introducing ourselves, and so people get to know who Sugar and Spice are. And
don't ask who we are, which one's which, because you'll never get who's who.
Yep. And we never tell.
We never tell.
Never tell.
Sugar, yeah. spice.
Yeah.
It's quite a blend. So we don't ever tell.
Yeah. So we've written many songs together. We are. We also have recorded, and all our music is on all digital platforms. And we've done some videos. So that's also on our YouTube channel. And yeah, we've done many things together, and we are looking forward to doing many podcasts together. We got a lot of topics to share, and a lot of fun to have.
A lot of fun. Yeah. This is about fun and just being creative and sharing our passion.
Yeah, exactly. And we do it so well, Soul Sister. We have a lot of fun together, and it's been a blast since 2013. Yeah. And I'm hoping we go a long, long time.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's, yeah, I can't even, it doesn't feel like that long.
No, like we were saying just before we started this, that, wow, 2013, 11 years ago, really?
We actually had to like really figure out the years. Of, did we really? Really? Wasn't it like 2017?
Yeah, really? Yeah. It's like, no, it's been 11 yeah. years. So it's been 11 years of... Yeah. Of a lot of fun, a lot of creativity, and yeah.
Yeah, we just want everybody to come and join us on our journey.
Yeah.
To more fun and creativity.
Exactly.
And hope you enjoy our music, because we're sure enjoying writing together.
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah, it's been a dream yeah. for me for sure.
Yeah, mine too. And we had another dream come true, and we're going to talk about that in another episode. And yeah, so... Yeah, like Danita said, we're inviting you into our journey. Come along with us, and let's have a lot of fun, and have music and stories to tell. And
hang on to your hats, because it might be a wild ride.
That's right.
Surprises.
Ending on that note. Thank you for listening to today's Sugar and Spice podcast. We really appreciate you listening. We'd also appreciate if you could follow us on our socials on Facebook, Instagram, and our YouTube channel. Please go to our YouTube channel and subscribe. Follow us on Facebook and on Instagram. And please provide comments of how you've enjoyed this wonderful podcast. We'd like to have fun, and we'd like to have our listeners have fun along with us.